This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8.08 on hump day morning. Survivor's on tonight.
Yeah, it is.
Very excited about that. This part of the show is brought to you by Smart and Final. We've been talking a lot about Band Together Bay Area. That is the benefit concert happening tomorrow night at AT&T Park. In today's Chronicle, there's a few more details about this, including the lineup, which will start at 6 o'clock with Rafael Sadiq. and then Rancid's next. Then Dave Matthews with guitarist Tim Reynolds, Dead & Company, and then Metallica's set is scheduled for 9:45, and that closes out the night. Between the sets, Joe Montana is going to be there, Barry Bonds and Buster Posey. There's a Vallejo native and Olympic gold medal winning swimmer, Natalie Coughlin. She's going to be there, too.
They met her. Do you remember that?
I don't. When was this?
I think she came in here as a... You don't remember either? I think she's the one who was like a Tag Heuer... You know, the watch company?
Yeah.
I think she came in as some promotion for them, but we
really?
Met her. Yeah.
In here?
In here, right there.
No, I don't remember at all.
I can't remember who else she came in with.
Well, they are going to make presentations between bands, and I guess seven people directly involved in the rescue efforts, including a father and his two sons, a nurse, and firefighters. They're slated to introduce each act. It's going to be a pretty emotional night.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Tipping Point Community is the beneficiary of this whole thing. And if you are unable to attend the concert, they are going to live stream it via YouTube and Twitter. And it looks like it's youtube.com/user/MetallicaTV and Twitter at Tipping Point and at live.twitter.com/BandTogetherBayArea. You can find all this in the Chronicle, and we should pick
actually,
this up.
We have it at RadioAlice.com.
Perfect.
And Radio Alice has a little bit more information exactly what the set times are.
Mm-hmm.
It also looks like Brad also put up times on public transportation, all the transportations. He also put up info on parking.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And also if you need to get tickets, RadioAlice.com.
Right. And bandtogetherbayarea.org, tippingpoint.org, all places that you can find out info. Of course, RadioAlice.com should be your first stop.
Yeah.
That's the place to go.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Band Together Bay Area. Hooman, there's going to be a San Francisco Interfaith Council doing a blessing at 5:45.
Oh, wow.
You're going to this concert, aren't you? Didn't you say you were going?
It's going to be tough.
I thought you said you were going.
No, he's going to tonight's concert for Salesforce.
Well, I went last night. That was last night.
Oh, that was last
did you go?
Night?
Yeah,
was
I did.
Oh, that's right. Today's Wednesday.
Wait. Let me wrap this up.
Do we
up.
Have time for this?
Yes.
Hold on.
Get everything you need with real savings at Smart and Final, your Thanksgiving holiday headquarters. Okay, tell us about last night.
So it was at AT&T Park, and it was Lenny Kravitz and Alicia Keys. They opened the stadium at 6:30, but I had a handler, so I got to walk
in,
which was nice.
Handler? Who was your handler?
The PR company that oversaw. Glow Don't Need. Don't shame.
No, they're great. I love those people.
So got there and walked around, and I was hoping that, you know, the concert, you know, tons of food. Salesforce does it like nobody else.
Right.
Drinks,
nobody
the whole nine yards.
Does it better
than Salesforce.
Whoa.
I know, right?
Amazing.
Feed the boy caviar and he finds a note.
So then we're sitting, you know, I'm sitting there hanging out with some friends, and I thought the concert was going to start right at 7:30, but they had Lucas Nelson open. Lucas Nelson is Willie Nelson's son.
Oh, yeah. Right.
How is he?
Well, I know him. Like, we've had dinner together and stuff.
Isn't he like a local dude?
I know him.
Yeah, he's, well,
because
yeah.
I thought we were going to work with him at one point.
We were, yeah. He's really good friends with Tom Sebastian.
Okay, that's why. That's what the connection
boy,
was.
Boy, the name dropping. I'm buried under names
over here.
So I thought...
It's like an avalanche.
I thought...
get off me!
Pulling back. Don't get me.
I've seen I've seen Lenny like four or five times, so I really was going there to see Alicia.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how long Lucas was going to perform.
It's like, what'd you call it yesterday? A rake forest or something?
Yeah. Where you step, a rake hits you in the face.
A rake farm.
A rake farm.
But I knew I was going to leave no later than 8:15. So I was hoping to catch 45 minutes of Alicia. Well, Lucas played till 8:15.
Oh.
So I just left.
What?
And then
you still got to hobnob.
Yeah. And then apparently Lenny was first.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I would have still been there.
Yeah. She's just going on now.
Yeah, right. She's just going on now. Yeah. So it was, you know, it was fun to see everybody, but I didn't get to see anybody who I wanted stage.
Oh.
In real.
Kind of a bust. A
lot of Sarah and Vinny fans at Salesforce.
Oh, hi, Salesforce.
We love you, too.
I'm getting used to your big-ass new building.
What about the construction? You getting used to that?
I don't drive through that. Vinny, that would be a question for you.
I drive through it quite a bit.
Get used to that.
Well, there's no, I mean, you could turn a different direction. You'll just find more of it. So there's no way around it. It just is what it is. It's life in the city.
I'm hoping they dug down to bedrock.
They did. They actually specifically said that when all the trouble was happening with the Millennium Tower.
That was their burn to the Millennium Tower. And if I was running the Millennium Tower, I would say, we're falling your way, punks. When we go down, we're coming at you.
Yeah.
Well, really.
Northwest, whatever that is, Northwest is in trouble.
Yep.
What is this? Building Twitter wars.
In case you haven't heard the news yet, there was a plane crash, a small airplane being flown by former MLB pitcher Roy Halladay. He died in the plane crash yesterday flying. It was a brand new 2018 Icon A5 amphibious plane, which shout out to Vacaville. I guess someone said they're made right in Vacaville.
Yeah.
It went down in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Florida. It's not clear what caused the crash. I'm sure we'll get more details, but according to reports, he didn't make a mayday call. He was the only one on board. It's a small plane described as a jet ski with wings, and it looks like that when you see it.
Someone wrote in, the designer of that plane right up in Napa crashed the thing and died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find the text.
Well, I don't know what caused this crash, but they had overhead shots at the crash site in the water. His wife was... You know, she seemed nervous even when he got the thing, but... Anyway, rest in peace, Roy Halladay. It's terrible news.
In May, another Icon A5 plane crashed in Lake Berryessa in Napa County, killing the company's chief test pilot, who was responsible for the plane's design, and another employee of the company.
Oh.
That's from 707.
Terrible.
You are in the air.
You are.
Sitting there in the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's a... thing.
It's the thing.
I mean, we kind of take that for granted. Here we are, floating along.
The air, just right. Jet propulsion. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's great.
And she loves her fans. She's actually really good to her fans. Like, she actually hand writes Christmas cards and sends, you know, random fans Christmas presents. Like, you always hear these things that, you know, people who are on her official fan site, she'll handpick people and send them like an amazing gift with a handwritten note. Mm-hmm. Not for like three people, like for tons of them. So she picked 500 fans to join her at an exclusive there were a series of exclusive listening parties. So she went all around.
Oh, okay.
With hand-picked
so this is
fans.
A nice trend. Ways to promote your album. Cool.
This is for her album, Reputation, which I believe we're getting on Friday, although she's holding it back a week from the streaming services so that you have to buy it. And so I think that the only part we're going to get, unless you buy the thing, we'll be able to get the little snippets that they give you on iTunes.
Right.
But anyway, Reputation's coming out on Friday. And as you might expect, the fans lost their freaking minds. Hmm. So there's video from all these parties. And
so here's
set it up, Puma.
Yeah, so the audio in itself didn't do it justice. So I skipped a little bit ahead of the video. So just watch it. You'll hear the audio as well. Here's all the cars with the tinted windows driving up to the secret location, dropping off the fans. And then Taylor enters and the mayhem begins. You want more? Is that
good? No, I'll read you a few more of the quotes. I think Taylor, overall, whether it be her music or right now, is living her best, unapologetically honest life. I mean, she just felt like my best friend. There's no way to describe it. Like, it was just everything I could have asked for and more.
That's actually what they sound like.
This is like the best day of my entire life.
That is so cool.
It is a really neat promotion.
Yeah.
Sure.
You got the vocal fry down at a phenomenal.
Thanks.
You're an expert.
Well, I learned from the best. It's amazing. Embrace it. Taylor has revealed the track listing. And really the big surprise on here is that there is a song called Endgame, which features Ed Sheeran and Future.
So that's the biggest surprise?
That's the biggest surprise.
Okay.
Here's the track list. Ready? Ready for it. Endgame. I did something bad. Don't blame me. Delicate. Look what you made me do. So It Goes. Gorgeous. Getaway Car. King of My Heart. Who could that be about? Dancing with Our Hands Tied. Dress. This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things.
Oh, God, I think that all the time.
So maybe she has secret children?
I know it's cheesy to quote like those sort of popular catchphrases, but damn it, if that one isn't just so true, there you are.
That's why it's a catchphrase.
With a smoothie running down the front of your button shirt, and you're like, what in the holy hell?
Oh, well, that actually, you can't blame that on your kid. No, I always say, this is why we can't have nice things, yeah, because of my children.
I can't seem to get a smoothie down my throat without
hitting
my
already.
Shirt. God.
Call it what you want, and New Year's Day, Friday, it'll be available, but not available for streaming for a week. So if you're desperate to hear it, looks like you're gonna have to buy it. Forbes has put out its annual list of the world's highest paid TV hosts. And I'll let you guess. These are, you know, people who host their own show, have a talk show. There are some judges
on
there. Ellen is number two. $77 million is what she earned last year.
Is Maury on there? Maury Povich?
Maury is not in the top 10.
I know who number one is, but where is Judge Judy in that?
She's number four with $47 million.
Is one Colbert?
No, he just he made about $15 million, it says here. So he's just outside the top 10.
Is there another judge on there?
There is not.
Are Jimmy 1 and Jimmy 2 there?
No, they are. Let me see here. Are either Jimmy? No. So just outside the top 10.
Is Noah Trevor on there?
Trevor Noah? No.
Trevor Noah. Is Bill Maher on there?
Bill Maher is not on there. Just outside the top 10, Matt Lauer, Kelly Ripa, Robin Roberts, George Stephanopoulos, Megyn Kelly, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon. All of them earned at least $15 million, but under the $21 million that number 10 made, that was Heidi Klum.
Hmm.
Oh.
$21 million for America's Got Talent. And this is also includes their side projects, endorsements. Michael Strahan was number 9.
Oh, my God.
Is that right?
$21.5 million.
So bad.
I'm sure Kelly Ripa is bummed because she's outside the top 10.
Right.
Sean Hannity made $36 million last year.
Is that right?
Bill O'Reilly made $37 million, $25 million of which was the departure settlement. But he has all kinds of stuff going on, too. Like, he still has, like, a sort of a webcast-y
podcast stuff,
right?
And his books.
He's got that series of, you know, Killing Lincoln, Killing Washington.
Yeah.
Do your parents still listen to him now that he's?
I have no idea. Oh, probably. Okay. I'm sure they think he's amazing. Bill O'Reilly made $37 million last year, so that'll be it'll be easy for him
wants
to settle
to know,
suits.
Is Wendy Williams on there?
She is not.
What happened to her? The fainting.
She's fine.
She said that was no joke.
Huh. Steve Harvey made $42 million,
well,
so he's number 6.
God, he does so much.
At number 5 is Simon Cowell, $43.5 million, and apparently that doesn't even include the $12 million that he... Oh, no, this is... Okay, so his total is 43.5. Judge Judy's number 4, 47. Ryan Seacrest, his... $58 million doesn't include the $12 million that he's getting for hosting the new... ish American Idol, the ABC version of it, because that'll be next year. That number will count toward next year. of course, he's working like 15 jobs. Radio host, TV host, reality show producer, menswear designer, and tequila spokesman. He also co-hosts Live with Kelly and Ryan, and he'll have the American Idol thing as well. So Ellen DeGeneres was number two with 77 million. Any final guesses here? Who is the number one?
Oh, I know who it is.
Is it a conservative? Is it Rush?
No, it's not a conservative.
Oh.
We talked about him briefly today on the show.
Yeah, Sarah mentioned him.
Charlie Sheen?
Not Charlie. No, he's not a TV host.
She thought one of my men on my wall looked like him.
I've been busy doing audio, so I have a lot of excuses.
It is.
Over to you, Vin.
Chris Noth, who does he look like now?
Yep, that's who we're talking about.
Here, can you see?
Jane loves him.
Oh, Dr. Phil!
Dr. Phil
yes,
is number one.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil made $79 million
what
over the last 12.
What does
that mean? That means he's rich. $79 million in 1 year, according to Forbes.
Good, he could afford to pay off that kid he hit.
Yeah.
What
one of my
hit?
Skateboarder friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he'll be able to settle with that guy, no problem. And just really quickly, I'll squeeze one more in here. Super exciting music news. Oh, my God. It's been 11 long years since Paris Hilton put out her unbelievably wonderful song, Stars Are Blind. And now we are finally getting a follow-up. Can you fast forward it to where she's singing?
This is the new one?
No, this is...
Oh.
Oh, Paris, go. Yeah. So Paris Hilton is not a pop star anymore. She's a DJ, and she says this one will be, quote, deep house, techno pop, and electro pop.
Right.
Unfortunately, I don't have any more details on that. On a more serious note, though, she joined the earthquake relief effort in Mexico and traveled there personally and, you know, doing what she could to help out. You can find pictures of that online. But
she's
congratulations.
A good person.
Oh, she's
you guys.
Just wonderful. Oh, my God.
Looks like she just started a shoe line as well.
Why wouldn't you? She has gigantic feet. Isn't
she
like,
does.
And she's always bitched because she can't find shoes in her size.
You want to hear a funny shoe story?
Yeah. I love funny shoe stories.
So the missus is working at Salesforce now, and she's here for the Dreamforce thing that's here in downtown San Francisco, and she's having to go as an employee of the company to different venues to do different things.
Yeah.
She's working all day.
Okay.
All over the place. So she calls me at one point, and she is huffing it down the street. Like, you can hear her clomping and you can hear the street noise. And I was like, oh, man, you gotta be exhausted, right? I mean, it's not only a long day, just I know when our day starts, but all the walking. And she's like, you know, these shoes are incredible. And she goes on, and I'm thinking, did I get her these shoes? I hope.
What shoes are they?
Okay, so hold on. So she goes, I never told you the story about these shoes. And I'm all, oh, no.
You're stuck?
Now I have to hear a whole story.
Yeah, that's rough.
And she goes, she goes.
Did he?
So she goes. So here's the thing. I'm at this train station one time, and I see this lady in these great shoes, and I'm late for something, and I'm running by, but I see the shoes, and I stop, and I go, what kind of shoes are those? And the lady goes, oh, they're Jessica Simpson. They're great. I love them.
Oh.
And then she goes, okay, thanks, and runs like keeps running. And she goes, and then on the way home, I bought them.
Right. You
and
go
I was
online.
Like, what the hell does that? She goes, I'm wearing them now. And they are great. They're spectacular. They're so comfortable.
Oh.
I have one or two, I think one pair of Jessica Simpsons, and they are so comfortable.
Really?
Not a paid advertisement, just a weird shoe thing.
Are they heels?
Oh, yeah. You could hear them clomping.
Yeah, that's the thing. They are very comfortable, but the heels are high.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't usually hear those two things in the same sentence. The heels are high and they're very comfortable.
Yeah.
So that is saying something.
And they're affordable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Now we know.
To Jessica be running
Simpson.
Down the street, notice someone's shoes, stop. What are those? Keep
thank
running.
You. I will buy those
then
on the
train. Pick them up later that day. That is crazy stuff.
All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Netflix has a warning for you. Some people want dumb phones.
Oh.
Stephen Hawking has a warning for you. And more after these. Radio.com. Radio.
Alice.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Get back into your happy, healthy routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Happy.
Love the Bay Club. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with Netflix. A lot of us have Netflix accounts.
Yep.
They are now sending out a warning to their almost 110 million Netflix subscribers.
Wow.
Around the world.
Wow.
Pay a little more attention than usual to the emails you receive from Netflix over the next few days, because an email appearing to be from the company telling subscribers that they need to validate their accounts, billing information, is a scam. The email that's going out now is a scam from Netflix. They're aware of it. They're warning you. The end.
Don't do it.
Right.
They also said something like, we would never ask you for your bank account information.
Yeah.
It wants you to put in all that info. We'd never do that. Thank you, Netflix.
Oh, Netflix is writing me.
Oh, well, I love Netflix. I better answer this. Of course you can have that. I mean, I love you. Why wouldn't I give you that?
This moves me to the front row, right? Renowned physicist Stephen Hawking has issued yet another warning for Earth, and this time
he says
we have less than 600 years before the Earth turns into a sizzling fireball. He's fun, huh? He's a really fun guy.
Well, someone's got to warn us if it's happening. I mean,
is
there anything we can do to stop it? I mean, I'm thinking by year 500, we would know.
Hawking has a plan.
Oh, what's the plan? Tell us, oh wise one.
Hawking appealed to investors to back his plans to travel to Alpha Centauri.
Really?
At around 4 light years away. It's the closest star system to our sun.
All right.
The venture is called Breakthrough Starshot, and it would use a tiny spacecraft that travels at the speed of light.
I thought we couldn't get up to the speed of light.
Such a system could reach Mars in less than an hour, or reach Pluto in days. Pass Voyager in under a week and reach Alpha Centauri in just over 20 years.
I feel like he's watching too much Star Trek.
He said it was 4 light years away.
Yeah.
But that would be 4 years. I guess there's speed up, slow down times.
Who the hell?
I don't know. Don't you read a lot of sci-fi?
No.
Got to slow down. It takes months to stop. If you're going at...
Maybe, if all goes well, sometime a little after the middle of the century, we'll have our first picture of another planet that may be life-bearing orbiting the nearest star. So.
Now that we've ruined this planet, let's go ruin some more.
Venture capitalists.
Yeah.
Interested.
Well, listen, man. You know.
Does he have a GoFundMe page?
Stephen Hawking. Yeah, I'm sure he does. I bet he does.
What's the cost he's asking for?
It doesn't say. I just thought.
He's just saying, this is what I think we should do.
Sarah loves this stuff.
I
will do this story because she's my girl, and I like to make her happy, and she loves to hear Stephen Hawking stuff.
That is the best. The fact that he's afraid of AI makes me afraid of it. You know, that kind of stuff. I'm one of his minions. God, I love him.
I just saw this story and thought, you know what? I know this. I don't know it to be true, but I believe it to be true.
Okay.
And they're confirming what I believe.
What is it?
Every now and then you like to go and have a burger, right?
Sometimes the craving is overwhelming.
Yep.
And sometimes it's an In-N-Out, for example.
Sure.
You go to In-N-Out, you're like, I just need a double-double with grilled onions. It has to happen. I'm doing it.
Plus a chocolate shake and some fries. Come on.
And there it is. That's the mistake.
No, that's
not
a mistake.
The mistake is
going there in the first place. If I'm going to make a mistake, I'm going to make a big mistake.
According to this story, and this is what I was getting at, I believe this to be true. They say you are way better off having two burgers than having the burger, fry, shake combo.
Oh.
If you're a hungry one. And I know that you are.
I am.
You go two double-doubles instead of the double-double fries shake.
Oh.
That way, you get actual protein from the second burger that will help keep you full and give you energy.
Uh-huh.
rather than the empty calories of French fries and chocolate shake.
Oh, you know, define it. Empty, they're so delicious. Totally worth it.
But so is the burger.
I want a bite of the burger.
Oh, dear Lord.
And then
I have
a couple of fries, and then you kind of wash it down with the, you know, delicious ice creamy taste.
Okay.
It's the whole experience. I get it. That probably is for the best. I wouldn't do a double-double either. It's just too much coming at me. I just want the regular burger.
Single.
Yeah.
You do a single. Well, then get two singles. And you don't do a cheeseburger?
I do it. A cheeseburger, yeah. I like their cheese there. Very picky about my cheese on my burger.
Sometimes people fart.
Yeah.
And it's super smelly.
Oh, sometimes you can't believe that came out of you. You're like, oh, there must be something wrong with me. Like, how did that happen?
Something inside.
That's never happened to me, but.
Yeah. Oh, recently I was like, I don't know what I had eaten, but I was just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Who did you do that around?
I think I did it to John.
Oh, no.
It was like
last
weekend or something. No, because, you know, usually I fart and there's like no smell and no one heard it. And then I just go on with my life. But man, it was crazy. Like instant garbage. Like, oh my God, I am so, oh. You know, you just feel like you need to put yourself somewhere.
Like the hospital?
Yeah, or like, no, just away, you know? So then you have to start.
What did you eat?
I don't know, but it wasn't good.
A 24-year-old guy named Sean Sykes from Kansas City, Missouri, was pulled over back in September, and the cops found drugs and stolen guns in a backpack inside his car. They took him in for questioning, and Sean swore, that's not mine. That stuff isn't mine.
Oh,
I don't know how it got in my car, but it's not mine. The cops kept persisting. And then,
they don't believe you when it's not.
Well, sure, it's your car. Yeah. I mean, it's your.
Come on, man.
How'd they get in there then?
Right.
But then Sean farted.
Yeah.
And they let him go.
What?
It was one of those, yeah.
You're telling me his fart was so bad, they're like, we can't even deal with you.
The official police report says, quote, Mr. Sykes released a loud fart and he continued to fart. And I ended the interview.
And let him go?
And let him go.
He had drugs and weapons in a backpack in his car and farted and you let him go?
The police let him go without charging him.
Jesus.
I just told you, sometimes people fart and it's
can't you just leave him in there
smelly.
And, you know, handcuff him to the table and just leave for a while?
Unfortunately.
Go in there with, like, you know, Vicks Vapor Rub underneath your nose or something? I mean, God, really?
Maybe.
You let the guy go?
It could be that bad. You just said you tooted garbage the other day.
Yeah, but nobody dismissed me from the family.
Okay, well.
I still had to be there.
Anyway, Sean got pulled over again a few days ago, and the cops found more drugs and more guns. And
oh,
this
weird.
Time,
where'd those come from?
Well, he couldn't fart his way out of it.
Oh, that's too bad.
He was hit with several drug and weapons charges. And
I find that outrageous. That
do
they
you?
Would let, yes.
Well,
they'd let someone go just because their farts were stinky?
Yeah.
I say you use them as a weapon against somebody else you're trying to get information out of. You know?
What's really? The guy's name?
Put him in with the hardened
criminal.
Sean Sykes.
Sean, do it.
Yeah, Sean, do it. We'll reduce the charges against you if you can make this guy talk.
Blast him.
Yeah. Dano.
Blast him, Dano. Oh, that's funny.
Hey, you know, we got a text earlier. I did this story about Facebook's new plan to stop revenge porn.
Yeah.
And the idea is that you preemptively give them your nude photos and they do some kind of digital fingerprint. Then they delete them, and then there you are protected from the possibility
right.
of revenge porn at a later
up,
date. Right.
Facebook will recognize it.
Someone wrote in and said, that is as dumb as the solution from the girl on The Secret Show yesterday. And I went, oh yeah, how did we not?
What was this? I forget what The Secret Show solution was.
She accidentally sent one,
oh,
a nude
right.
picture
oh, no, that was brilliant.
To a family member, and then instead of just writing, I'm so sorry. That was for my husband. All apologies and please delete that. She sends 100 more of them.
Yeah, of different ones, not just of her, like random ones from the internet. And then she plans to tell them that her phone got hacked. I thought it was brilliant. The thing is, I don't think people are doing revenge porn on Facebook. As I gave this story more thought, I'm like, so basically this is just Facebook's way of getting all your porn from you.
No, I've seen stories where they've done the revenge porn on Facebook.
They pull it right down.
They do pull it down, but once that thing's been up.
Sure, then anybody can have it.
Right.
I see.
Or they, you know, download it. Now they've got it. Now it spreads.
Yeah, revenge porn is wrong, but I'm not going to do anything to prevent it from happening.
But if you want to hear the stupidest solution to a common problem, you have got to listen to our Secret Show podcast from yesterday.
It was great, but it's all about the follow-up. Like, you have to just be surprised when they say to you, hey, why did you send me? You go, oh, did you get them too? Oh, God. Someone got into my everybody on my mailing list got them. Oh, awful.
She was trying to shuffle her hoo-ha amongst all the other body
parts. Yeah, it's not good. She rained other nudes on top of her nude, hoping to... It's just sit in the corner and put on a hat, would you?
No,
you know the one.
She did the right thing.
Cone of shame.
The dunce cap. Anyway, check out our secret show. It's at RadioAlice.com. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 925 says, Jessica Simpson shoes are my fave.
Oh.
And cute dresses, too.
Oh.
I got a bunch of texts coming through about Jessica Simpson stuff. Bras as well.
Is that the weirdest thing, though, that there she is running down the road late for something and stops because some lady's shoes are cute and goes, hey.
Oh, well, you might not ever have another chance to, you got to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. She does those hair pieces, too.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Didn't you have one of her...
I had like a ponytail one.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that.
That was good. It looked really nice.
I liked it.
And it just disappeared.
The hair clips. They fall off.
Hair clips in particular, I'm horrible with. I buy them and then they're gone. I lose them.
Hmm. 707 says, Vinny, a smoothie straw. Duh, George. Love you guys. Yeah, I know. I was just killing time. After I'd dressed for our Aladdin adventure, I just thought, you know what I'll do? I'll have a smoothie. Mm. That's healthy. That'll keep my hunger down and
keep your blood sugar up.
I'll be good.
Where did you guys go eat?
We ended up eating that night at 00:00.
Oh, you love that place. Shame.
I do. Well, it was one of those things where we were now starving.
Right. It was one of your first dates with her, wasn't it? Didn't you take her pretty early on to 00:00?
Yeah, we used to go there a lot. But we used to come to the city all the time.
Yeah.
As that's something I like to do. Just roam.
I mean, you don't have a kid to worry about.
Right.
You can do whatever you want.
415 says, great to see Hooman last night and sent a picture.
Oh.
Saw you at AT&T Park at the Salesforce.
Yeah. I got to see Lucas Nelson perform.
And no one else.
Oh, you know what? Let me break. On the other side of this, I'll read the rest of your contribution.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.